Hey, Professor Elma Payne, November 25, 2008.
I'm actually going to hold this close to your face so I pick up your voice correctly.
Thank you so much for participating in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to provide us with an answer to this as in-depth or as long as necessary. That's exactly what we want. I realize you already signed a consent form. However, I also want to let you know that you can feel free to tell us at any time if there are any particular things you want that you say during the course of the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational, exhibition, or presentation materials that we will be creating based on these interviews that we're carrying out. Let's start with the first question. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up.
My place of birth is Panama. And as I grew up, I was grown up in a very strict way. And I enjoy my environment at that time. Really didn't enjoy it.
What do you remember about your environment at that time?
Well, my parents are very strict, and we used to gather in the evenings and play a lot. The parents would be watching when you're playing, and at a certain time, we had to turn in. We had to go into our homes because we weren't allowed to stay out too late. And the parents would stay, we'd be talking, and they'd be watching us as we play. And going to school, it was they were very strict at the schools. You couldn't speak English, you would have to speak Spanish. If you speak English, the teachers would be annoyed. And but as we got out of school, we would be speaking our English. And then after we would go sometimes to in the school, the summertime, to keep up with the English. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of games that you play with your friends, or what kind of childhood memories do you have, like fondest memories of games, maybe, and friends?
El Chorón, and Lleva, and Lata, we used to skip. Mm-hmm. And those are mostly the games that I remember.
Okay. So now, tell me about your parents and grandparents. I'm going to ask you first, where was each of your family members from? So, just put this question out. Where was your father and your mother from?
My father was from Barbados.
Okay. And your mother?
From Trinidad.
Okay. Now, what about your paternal grandfather?
Well, I don't know really much about them.
Okay.
I know they're from the West Indies.
Okay. And your maternal grandparents as well?
Yes. They were from the region, that and no.
Okay. Now, what about their professions? What was your father's profession?
My father was a painter. Just a painter. That's all I know about him, really.
Okay. And what about your mother?
My mother, really, she was just a cook, for cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming you don't remember them talking about what your grandparents did back in Barbados.
No, not really. Not really. I don't remember really.
Okay.
All right. I knew that my father, my father came to Panama, leaving Barbados to come to work in the canal. That I know of that. And he left his sister back there because he was two of them. He and his sister, and he left his parents back over in Barbados to come to work in Panama. And he would work and send money over here to help them.
Okay.
That I know of.
And what about your mother? How did she come from Trinidad to Panama?
when her mother came to work, looking for work over here, to work in a home, taking care of the home as she lived in.
Tell me how and who were your teachers? What things do you remember about that time in school? In addition to being strict and you couldn't speak English, do you remember any anecdotes from your school time?
Well, I remember that I used to enjoy going to the summer classes with the lady by name, Mrs. Stanley. And she would have all the grades, from the small children to the bigger children, but she was a teacher for every group. And she was very, very strict, very strict. And but we enjoyed going to school there. We enjoyed going to school there. In the Spanish school, you know, the teachers, they were so strict that if you start to speak in English, they will just take the eraser that they had, the eraser that put and throw it at you. And say, "Aquí no se habla en inglés, solamente en español." And we used to group up, those the college children would group up sometimes and talk and play. But they were very, very strict. But at the same time, they taught us well. They taught us well. And they said that we were treated well, only that we were prohibited to speak English.
What was the name of your teacher in the summer classes?
Mrs. Stanley.
Okay. Now back to music again. What types of music did you grow up hearing? Who were your favorite singers, and what were your favorite songs?
What type of music I grew up hearing well? I would say in those days was the Platters. I can't remember my favorite song, not really. But as I grew a little older, my mother sent me to learn to play piano lesson. That's where then I began to like the classical music. I remember from school, from the Santa Familia school, I passed by the conservatory, and I was still looking and listening. And then I got to like classical music because one of my brothers, he loved it. So I was forced to listen to the classical music, especially piano. As I grew older, I even enjoyed violin too, because my brother, he loved to listen to it, so I was forced to listen to it. I don't remember any special, I know Franklin Lyman in those days, but I don't remember any special number, favorite number.
Do you remember the lyrics of any one of those Frankie Lyman or Flatter songs that you like?
The Great Pretender, that's the Flatter, I think. The Frankie Lyman was Baby, Baby, Oh, I Love You. Baby, Baby, Oh, I Love You.
Okay. And what about, what music do you listen to now? What are your favorite songs? And what do you like about them, the songs that you like today?
I listen a lot to religious music. And enjoy the music of praise music. I enjoy it a lot. And also, I tend to listen to soft spiritual music. I guess it relaxes me a lot.
They say you also like plays, right? Music from plays?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any favorite sayings, and where or when did you first hear them? Sayings that your parents used to say to you, or sayings that you say to your students?
That is what you say. So later on you'll understand. You do that a lot. You don't understand me, but later on you'll understand. And you're going to remember me.
Okay. How are we doing so far? You want to continue? It's not too bad, right? Okay. Next question. Okay. Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett? And have you ever heard of the Mighty Sparrow?
Yes, I've been to any of his concerts.
Yeah.
Into the Jam Park, I can remember that. He was trying to get into it. Yeah, the Mighty Sparrow.
Yeah. What else do you remember about his performances? Which are there any words or lyrics in particular that you know or remember from those?
No, not really. Not really. But I know it was enjoyable to me in those days. And I was up front pushing with everybody to get in to listen to the Mighty Sparrow. You know, but I don't remember those songs. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I really used to enjoy going.
What about Sparrow you think was so special? A lot of people really do admire him. What do you think?
Well, his style of singing, his way of singing, you know? The way that he will sing.
Yeah.
And the words in his the lyrics in his song, it was enjoyable, and his timing, his way of singing.
Okay. Did you play sports as a child?
Not really.
No. What do you think about, what did you think about American culture when you were growing up?
Well, I figured that the American culture, I always figured that they felt themselves better than the blacks. Because I remember working in a commissary, and they had gold roll and silver roll. I remember those days very well. And for some reason, they would kind of like segregate us, you know. You couldn't drink water at a certain fountain, you know, and we had to drink it at another place, things like that. So I always figured that they felt better than us, and something else. I had it in my mind. And I remember my brother, he got a raise in pay, so he could go in and go roll. He could go and shop with the white will shop. And I would say to him, "You sure?" He said, "Yes, I can." He said, "Come." I said, "No, we can't do that." He said, "Yes, I get a raise in pay. No, I'm making more money, and I have the privilege to shop in this side." Things like that, I remember a lot about that. And I felt that they were so different from us.
Yeah. So true.
Did you ever go in?
Yes, I went in, but I was scared. I wanted to get back out fast, you know. I wasn't comfortable.
It's amazing that that's part of our history.
And I remember even going to Gambo with a friend, and we go there, and she said, let's go to church. The white will sit on one side, and the colored will sit on another side. In the church, they will do that. But I think too, well, the church was there, and maybe the colored could sit with the white, but they never did it. The colored sit with the colored, and the white sit by themselves.
Okay. All right. Now this question is about identity. Yeah? What qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with West Indianness or being West Indian?
What are our qualities?
Yes, the characteristics of our people. What would be the things that would stand out that you would say, that's West Indian?
I don't know how we to put it. One of the things that, even with my family, I remember that my niece came to visit my mother and they didn't know to speak in English at all. And when we are Morans, I turned to them and I said, How is it your children don't know to speak in English? You say they don't speak. I said, but we are Morels. We're supposed to know English. That's a must. I said, you know, the Chinese, they send the children back to China to learn. Why don't you speak English? You say, well, they don't want to say. It's not that they don't want. We are Morels and we should be speaking in English. And they changed their name to Moriel. I said, well, why are you doing that? We are Morels. Hold on to that. Even in the church, sometimes I remember they had to translate. I had to translate for them in English to Spanish for them to. I said that's not right. Things like that will bother me a lot. I said they should know English, and I will tell them. I said, you all have to learn English. English is important. Our parents come from Barbados, Trinidad, and these other places. And why you don't want to speak English? I said, no, you have to translate. I tell them it's wrong. And I see it today. I see them now today. I said, you remember when I used to tell you all? English is important. And it will bother me a lot when they try to pretend and change. They try to change the name and say, they're not black. Soy bronceada. I said, you don't tell you're black. Not bronceada, black. Why are you ashamed to say that you're black? I said, we are black. And feel proud about it. That I had clear in my mind. As a child growing up, I knew I was black, and I was proud to be black. That never bothered me in no way. And I don't want to change my name, leave my name how it is. My father comes from Barbados, my mother comes from Trinidad. But some of us, we try to safely make changes. They don't want to speak in English, and that bothered me very much. I never liked that. And I'm seeing today that many of those children that I spoke to, they're seeing it. I think it's what I tell you. English is important. English is important, and all the schools are trying to put in English. There are people that come to get classes in English because English is so important.
Absolutely. Now, we have talked about the importance of English. As you mentioned it to others, talk to me in your specific life. How has knowing English affected you, both positively and negatively?
Well, I would say knowing English, it has helped me a lot. Knowing English and Spanish, I've been able to help myself in many areas, knowing English and also knowing Spanish. It has been very effective for me, and I'm glad about that. I'm very glad about that, that I could know enough English that I can help myself and talk in English, speaking English, as well as speaking in Spanish. And I feel very glad that it has been so with me, you know.
Currently married, you're widowed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was your husband? What was his name?
Charles Payne.
Okay. You mentioned also that you do not have any children, correct?
No,
yeah, people ask me today. I said, no, I don't have children, but I had 120.
Yes.
So, no, not yet, not yet. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you have family that live overseas, and if so, where do they live?
Yes, I have family that live in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where in the U.S.?
One of them living right now in New York, Mirka Moreno.
Okay.
Yeah, she comes down and approves in Panama.
Oh.
And my nephews live in California. California.
Nice treat. Okay, so in California we have my nephews,
New York, and Miami. I have a niece in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miami.
Do you really want me to go? To buy a bad little apartment over here, so I used to go up there.
Yes,
I don't even know. I think the space is very, very lonesome. I find it to be lonely.
Mm. That's how I felt. So I was in New York for a long time.
And New York is very busy.
Yeah, I mean, I love New York, but it is very impersonal.
Yes. And I find it to be very lonesome. I find it now. It's a Panama.
Yeah. Well, we are on the last page, so it looks like you made it through. Okay. When your family that's in the U.S., when they come to Panama, do Panamanians treat them like they're American or like they're any other Panamanian?
Like they're Panamanian, and they love that, especially in America. They love that. They're just Panamanian.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Hmm?
Why do you think that is?
I think they just love the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're schooled, they were schooled here, and I think they feel relaxed. And they are glad to be in the country that they were born in, to meet the people and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. They come to visit often?
Well, no, not very often. Not very often. They haven't been able to come to the office, but when they come, they look up their friends, and they just love Panama.
Excellent. Have you ever been abroad or lived overseas? And if so, where and when?
No, I have. I've been abroad. I traveled. I made two cruises. I did that. And it was very pleasant. And thank God I could be able to do it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to Costa Rica a lot. Every vacation, I would go to Costa Rica so often.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go to the States to Miami. I go to Miami. So I've traveled a bit, but I've never been to Europe, which I wish I could have done that.
And where were the cruises?
Oh. Nassau, Barbados, Trinidad, Haiti, Aruba. I can't agree. About 7 places I have been.
Where did you go in Costa Rica?
San Jose, Costa Rica. I went to a friend's home. And after that was my home always. The Griffiths.
Mm-hmm.
Family over there. And that's where I will go always, and always go there.
Right.
That was my home in Costa Rica.
Right. So how would you say your experience was in those different places, particularly Costa Rica and Miami? Did you feel that people knew or knew about Panamanians or West Indians in Panama?
Well, in Costa Rica, yes. But the way I went, I know that they did.
Mm-hmm.
But then in Miami, when it was a difference altogether, it's just with my niece and
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying in Costa Rica people knew about West Indians?
Yes. Yes. In Miami, no. Because I never got in with many people over there. It's just that we will go out and take notes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and if I do go out with people that from Panama, that needs to take me there.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of the last questions. What specific message do you want the younger people of the community to know? What would you like to communicate to the younger people of the community?
I would like to, really would like to emphasize when that they need to know, most of all, that there is a God, and that God loves them, and to try to learn to read God's words, because God's words have direction to their lives, and if they read God's words and look to God and believe in the words that they're reading, God will lead them in the right path. And I know that they need to try to educate themselves. And as they educate themselves, because I see that the moral standing right now in the world is going down, morality is going down. And they should be careful, because God created us that we will look to Him, because He has a purpose for our lives. And our purpose is to serve Him. And as we serve Him and love Him, we love people. We love people that are around us. We love our families. We love people in our communities. And we want to do well. We want to do good towards them. And that's a message that I really want to leave for especially the young people. Seek God. And God will help them to live a much, much richer life. Is not money, but something that is much more than money. It's a peace that God gives, a joy that God gives that the world can't give it to them. And I will advise them for that.
Thank you. Beautiful. Is there any other information you would like to include that I have not yet touched upon?
No, not really, because really, I've touched this last part is the spiritual part, because I've seen what God has done in my life, where I was and how He has brought me through, because having this school is practically of God. The way I started the school is God is who helped me right through. And as I grow older, I see and I know that God is the answer to our lives, and that I really wanted to touch that spiritual part, because it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you agree with me.
No, I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
for participating with us, and as I mentioned before, feel free to contact us.
Yes.
If you have any questions or anything even that you want to add to your contribution that you think about later, oh, I should have said, you can feel free to tell us.
Do that, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let me